Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
This is the day prosecutors and Trump attorneys meet in a New York courtroom this morning and begin the task of assembling a jury pool for an historic first. A U.S. president has never been charged in a criminal case. Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts in the Stormy Daniels case. Glenn Schuck reports.
First ever criminal trial involving an American president. Donald Trump charged with falsifying business records. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says it was criminal behavior to try to influence the 2016 election, including payments of about $130,000 to keep quiet Trump's relationship with Stormy Daniels. Now, a panel of 12 jurors and six alternates will have to be selected, with Mr. Trump sitting in the courtroom watching. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
In the opening statements, we will get a preview of the evidence that the government will present and that the defense may have their own witnesses, or they may talk about the government's witnesses.
It will be quite a scene here later this morning. The blocks around the courthouse will be cleared out by the Secret Service and the NYPD. Heavy security in place. From 100 Center Street, Glenn Schuck, WCBS. 880 News.
And would you take a bet expanding a casino when New York State is considering some downstate casinos' licenses? Well, on Long Island at Jake's 58, they're kind of doing a double down deal, as we hear live from our WCBS Long Island Bureau Chief, Sophia Hall in Suffolk County. So,
and Paul, annual revenue is expected to jump by 42% because of this $210 million expansion project at Jake's 58 Casino in Islandia. Betting terminals will double, so will spots to park because of a new parking garage, and there will be a place for wedding receptions and new restaurants. Since Jake's opened in 2017, it's been packed with people, and Newsday reports some very good news for Village homeowners. Because of the expansion, their Village property taxes will be eliminated. That means an average annual savings of $500 per year. The expansion project will be finished in 2026. Wayne and Paul.
Sophia Hall, people are hoping for the noise of the slots, but they don't want noise in the suburbs when people are trying to sleep or go about their business. And that's why noise-fighting technology has been emerging. WCBS reporter Sean Adams in Westchester County with what may or may not happen there. Sean.
Yeah, the number one quality of life complaint in many sleepy suburbs, noise. In particular, this. We're talking about modified mufflers, drag racing, excessive horn honking. Greenberg Town Supervisor Paul Feiner wants a green light from the state to install noise cameras that can record violators and then send them a ticket in the mail. He says noise ordinances, they're on the books, but they're difficult to enforce.
It's impossible to have a police officer in front of every home or business that is making noise. You know, people feel that, you know, we pass these laws, these ordinances, and they're just not enforced.
Feiner is following New York City's lead. The city started with one noise camera in 2022. That program is expanding. In Greenberg, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
61 degrees in Central Park right now, a mostly sunny sky with one exception. There's a lone shower. It's about maybe a quarter of a mile in diameter. It's between Lodi and River Edge right now, heading to the east. Go just north of Teaneck and may hold together, crossing the Hudson over to Yonkers and then maybe over to East Chester. Otherwise, it's going to be dry for most of the day today. Could be a quick shower again later this afternoon or evening. High temperatures today, look at this, 75 degrees. Then turning cooler tonight, 50 to 55 in town, mid-40s in the suburbs. A bright day tomorrow. Not quite so warm, 65 to 70. And a Wednesday increase in cloudiness, couple showers the second half of the day, and high temperatures 60 to 65. Mostly sunny except for that lone shower, and it's 61 in Midtown.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.